Now, verse 2. We have here the power of the king, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And this is the sevenfold Spirit here. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Now, will you notice this sevenfold Spirit resting upon him? And this speaks, of course, of the plenitude of power. The word number seven does not necessarily mean perfection. It means fullness, completeness. And in that sense, of course, it speaks of perfection. But the primary thought is completeness. And here we are told in the New Testament that God gave the Spirit to him not by measure. We're to be filled with the Spirit. Some of us, we just have a few drops at the bottom, and others, one-fourth fill, some half fill. Very few Christians you meet that are really filled with the Spirit. That is, like the little girl said. The little girl prayed. She said, "Lord, fill me with the Spirit. I can't hold very much, but I can run over a whole lot." You find very few that are just brimming full, running over on all sides. The Lord Jesus was the exception to that. Now we're told here, you have, first of all, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Lord Jesus Christ, in his humanity, went forth in the power of the Spirit. And when he comes, he's going to rule in the power of the Spirit. And now it's the Spirit of wisdom. And it's well to note these. He's been made unto us wisdom. And today, he is the one and the only one that can lead and guide you and me through this life. Fact of the matter is, you and I are no match today for the world. The Lord Jesus could say, "The prince of this world cometh and he findeth nothing in me." Well, he always finds something in us. We need the Spirit of wisdom today. And he is that Spirit of wisdom. And also an understanding. And that means a spiritual discernment. The thing today, friends, that's distressing among Christians is to find so many that have absolutely no discernment at all. I'm amazed at that. And the way that some people go after certain ones on purely a human basis. They like their looks or like the sound of their voice, and never able really to comprehend what they're saying, whether they're true to the Word of God or not. The Spirit of understanding. That's one thing I've always prayed for in the ministry, and I seem to need it more today than ever before, is, "Lord, help me to discern as I go along through life." There are a great many today, friends, that you need to beware of. Then there's some today that need to be listened to. I listened to a man on the radio the other day, driving my car in another section of the country. I say my car, it was a rented car, but it's mine then. And when I got the bill, I thought it was mine. But driving the car, listening to the radio. And the man, he blessed my heart. And he went on to say that if he didn't get support, he's going to have to go off a radio. And it was in another city. And I said, "My, the people in this city, why, you'd think they'd have a spiritual discernment. He's so much better than somebody else that apparently is getting great support." And I spoke to the pastor there that I was with, and he said, "Yes, I know him." He says, "This man is a wonderful man, wonderful Bible teacher, and very humble man, and not getting the support he should have." Spirit of understanding. Friends, do you ever pray for that? Ask God to give you the spirit of understanding. And if you feel like and know that you lack it, so many people listen and begin to judge and find fault with things, and they have nothing to do with spiritual discernment. And you wonder, when I get letters from some of those folks, I wonder, well, what did they have in mind? They sit in judgment on some party. And they themselves lack a spiritual discernment, understanding how important that is, and the spirit of counsel. Now, all of us need counsel. The Lord Jesus Christ, have you ever noticed that he never did ask for any advice? Never asked for any at all? He never made decisions on that basis at all. He gave counsel and the spirit of might, and that's power. Oh, how we need power, that I might know him, Paul says, and the power of his resurrection. Oh, we need that today. And then the spirit of knowledge. And that doesn't come easy. I think that comes through a study of the Word of God. And then the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Now, here again, you have that which is quite wonderful.